Welcome to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead Podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best. Brought to you by JetX, the world's favorite private aviation company.
Oh, the luxury of good images. The luxury of looking at beautiful things. The luxury of lovely hotels that are so pleasing to the eye. Michelle Chaplow is the specialist in superb hotel photography, and I'm going to be chatting to her about what makes good hotel photography. Michelle, how do you describe yourself?
How do I describe myself? Professionally, I'm an avid hotel photographer. It is my passion. I love really capturing the essence of luxury in hotels worldwide. And I love to see the joy of the pictures not only being published, but the hotels really reaping the benefits of having those images.
Did you get into this from the hotel side? Were you a hotelier? Or did you get into it from photographs? Were you taking wedding pictures and you suddenly realized that actually taking pictures of hotels was more satisfying?
Well, I came into photographing hotel photography via travel photography. I did a lot of travel photography for the BBC, for UK national papers, some books for the Automobile Association. And with that, I started to spend a lot of nights per year in hotels because the hotel is your base to the destination when you're discovering and capturing travel images. And all of those years ago, hotels in those days used to have a brochure. You'd actually sometimes go to the hotel, could we have a copy of your brochure? And sometimes I'd look at the brochures and I think, well, you know, this hotel's actually better than it is in the brochure. And I thought to myself, this is a niche market. This is a real niche market to photograph hotels. Because when I stay in the hotel, I love the whole experience.
Yes, what do you look for when you first arrive at a hotel? Let's say you're actually just going to stay in a hotel rather than going on assignment. What fascinates you first?
Well, the first impression is always the lobby. And if you haven't got a smiling face in the lobby, well, you're probably doomed. I think that you know this is the world of hospitality, and you need from day one that smiling face. You're moving your home into somebody else's home, and if things are not neat and tidy in the lobby as well, and fresh flowers, I love that. I love to walk into a hotel and see, you know, the fresh flowers within the hotel lobby.
Let's go back to those brochures again. Now, they were actually so fake. They were posed and they were not real, as you've already indicated. But they always had lots of flowers, and they always had a beautiful woman kind of lying on a bed in a bathrobe. And they always had a man with a briefcase. It was a stereotype. And the whole thing was so fake, because then you got to one's assigned room and you didn't have possibly flowers, and you certainly didn't have a man standing there with a briefcase. How fake do you think that hotel photography can be, or should it be 100% realistic?
I think nowadays a lot of time and dedication goes into what we call lifestyle photography, where you're trying to give an indication of the magic of staying there through a human experience, through photographing somebody who is actually at the hotel. And, you know, it's not just enough to pick out any old models. There's a lot of thought goes into the casting, mood boards. I think we've really elevated that particular area. During the COVID period, a lot of hotels obviously didn't have models. A lot of hotels kind of looked like the Marie Celeste, you know, that this is a hotel and there's nobody there. So I do like the magic, not in all the photographs, but I do like the magic of some models and some element of human beings in the hotel.
Oh, yes, having people. You have some absolutely fantastic shots of spas with people in them, which bring the spas to life completely. But do the models have to represent the kind of person who stays in a place, or are the models more aspirational?
It can really depend, but if somebody's investing in a lifestyle photo shoot, they will have thought about the age group, does this person look like our demographics for our hotel? Quite often now, when I see photographic specs, the word diversity comes into it. So people are trying to put in a whole range of factors. And, you know, having a model in a spa gives scale to the spa. How many times have you looked at a hotel photograph and the pool looks enormous and you get there and it's the size of, you know, it's a plunge pool rather than a swimming pool? So by having a model, particularly around a swimming pool, it does give scale. And it gives you that sense of, take me there.
Does it make any difference, do you find, if you have female models or male models?
No. Well, I don't. It's not something that I have any statistics to prove, but they've always said that female models sell magazines. They are always
Let's talk. I think we should talk business for a minute. Have you any statistics on how really good hotel photography can increase business?
I don't have any statistics at hand, but there's many reports that are published by people like Expedia, Booking.com, that, you know, the number of pictures for a hotel is directly related to bookings. And you'll just within the last 2 weeks, I've had a revenue manager contact me wanting photographs. Now, why would a revenue manager contact me rather than the marketing person or the GM? That's because they know that the photographs sell the hotel. That's somebody for the accounts department, you know.
And this seems to be happening more and more. I know, Michelle, in some of my columns variously around the world, I have to use more images now because it's images that sell much more than words, which is a bit of a pity for a wordsmith, but it is great for a photographer. Now, you must have a lot of expensive equipment. You're not going to work with a little iPhone, are you? How much gear do you carry around with you?
If we're on a full photo shoot, I'm usually traveling with about 200 kilos of equipment. It's a lot. It's a lot between the whole crew, which is, there's usually four of us. There's myself as the lead photographer, one assistant, one stylist, and a production person, so that there's no time wasted. So we spread that equipment around between us all. And that isn't including clothes as well.
Oh, God. Of course, if we're talking somebody swimming in a pool to show the size of the pool, that model's not going to need a lot of clothes. And what one would think that the model wouldn't need a stylist. But you need, if you're doing it professionally, you've got to do the whole works. And how long would a professional photo shoot take?
It really depends. A new opening can take between a week to right up to 2 weeks for a new opening where you're doing absolutely everything from food, all of the restaurants, all of the room categories, the gardens maybe, the facade elevations in the morning, the evenings. And then you can have the other side where somebody just wants a two-day shoot to refresh some of the images that are outdated. It can really depend. But my average, I would say in my experience, my average photo shoot is probably a week.
Food, our food. People are taking their own shots of food, selfies of every single dish that appears on the table. How do you feel about food in hotel shots?
It really depends. I mean, what I would do for a food shoot is we would set up a little mini studio within the hotel. So, you know, I would have overarm cameras coming from above with arms that we balance from the sides of tripods. So we would make a proper studio, like as if I was shooting it in my own studio in Spain. And even we can even set up like a mini studio within a restaurant. And one of the good tips for if you have a restaurant and you've got some natural light coming through a window, that's all superb for food photography.
Uh-huh. Restaurants with windows. Designers, please put in windows into restaurants. Actually, a restaurant without any window is fine if it's underwater or if it's deliberately in a grotto, but there's something wrong. Otherwise, claustrophobia gets in. And do you find that people sometimes say, oh, I took a great shot with my iPhone. I'm sure it's as good as yours, and you know that it's not.
I think that everybody can take a brilliant shot every so often. You know, I mean, if we stood 10 people in a line waiting for a plane, say, show me your best shot on an iPhone, they would all have a really great one. But the difference between a professional photographer and somebody who can take the one-off shot is you consistently have to bring that high standard of photography time and time and time again.
How long do such images last? For instance, a hotel room will on average last about 7 years before it needs refreshing. How long do your images last?
Well, I mean, I've seen images that I've taken 20 years ago that are still being used, but if you have refurbished, then you must have new images. You know, you can't have old images on the website that guests arrive and it's a different place. You know, that's an absolute no-no. But you're right, you're talking 5 to 7 years before a room will be refurbished.
Right, social media is abuzz with reels and videos, much more impactful, say the protagonists and everybody else involved. Are you switching to, evolving to reels and videos?
Occasionally we'll put a reel out if we, you know, it's probably a behind the scenes reel, something like that, or maybe if we're in Austin, which we were during the summer of this year, well, last year now, we might put a reel out just to give people a glimpse behind the scenes. There's a very high demand for people wanting to see behind the scenes.
Ah, that's interesting. Behind the scenes, they're fascinated to see what goes on in the kitchens. They want to see, is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, it could be behind the scenes in that respect of a chef preparing a dish, but it could also be something of us putting the lights up and preparing the photography. So it can be both. It can be both. There is a big demand to be involved. They want the whole story, not just the glamorous end picture. They want to see what goes on.
They want the real story. This is the luxury of reality, and photographs enable one to feel that one is there and taking part. And it's always so fascinating, for instance, walking along a corridor and the door to the housekeeper's storage room is open. And I love looking in such storage rooms to see how neat they are. And just sometimes My room might be as neat as an apple pie. No, that's wrong, isn't it? As neat as something. But looking in the housekeeper's cupboard, it's a real mess, and they're not tidy at all. People like the real story, R-E-A-L, and this is what you're providing. What haven't you photographed yet in hotel terms that you would love to do, Michelle?
Well, there's so many hotels in the world that, you can't have photographed all of them or even covered the tip of the iceberg. You know, there's hundreds of thousands. But more than thinking about, just a particular hotel that I would like to photograph, what I really enjoy is helping the owners really show what they have. And the satisfaction of that is actually more than saying, I would really like to photograph a particular hotel in Paris, for example, that's very famous. My desire is to, with the skills that I have and the team that I have, to help people really show what they have and entice those guests through that door.